Corey, are we even in the right place? It just looks like a huge computer lab.
Exactly, Adam. This is where they're building and testing this new game. It takes virtual reality to a whole new level by putting you completely in the game.
What do you mean by completely in the game?
He means that we do more than just make you see and hear the game. We put you in the game.
Adam, this is Iris. She runs the testing programs here.
Welcome to VR92. Follow me. Corey has been helping me test this game for some time now, and I finally finished the first level.
And that's why we are here. See those large black seats over there?
The ones with all the wires hanging from them?
Yeah, those ones. Those are the virtual reality machines that will put us in the game.
Exactly. Only the first level is complete. All you have to do is travel to the small fortress outside of the town and beat the boss at the top.
I mean, that sounds pretty simple. Are you sure it's safe?
I've been testing the machine with Corey for a while. I thought it was a good idea to have Corey bring a friend in to test the first full level.
I mean, I'm always up to try new things. Well, as long as it's safe, I'm okay with it.
That's the spirit, man. We are good to go whenever you are, Iris.
All right, guys. Hop up in those chairs. Once you're comfortable, I'll start them up.
All right, Iris. Start her up.
Now yours, Adam.
Ah, stop the machine! Oh, my head. That was a really messed up dream. Oh, no. Corey, get up!
Ugh, come on, man. 5 more minutes.
No, Corey, now!
Ugh. Adam, where are we?
I have no idea. When Iris turned on the machines, there were sparks and wires.
Ugh, the game. But wait, something is different this time.
Iris?
Yeah, it's me. I'm talking to you guys through an in-game messenger system I made. I don't know what went wrong, but you guys are stuck in the game.
So get us out of here.
I can't. You've been completely immersed in the game, and if I pull you out now, I don't know what could happen. I know what you have to do, though. You have to finish the game. That will release the hold the VR machine has on your brain. I'll keep an eye on you guys. Good luck.
Okay, well, I guess the first thing we can do is to head into town and grab some supplies.
Lead the way.
Come on, Adam. It's not all that bad.
Seriously, it smells like a dead animal. Who wears this stuff?
That's because it is a dead animal. It's orc skin. Not much can penetrate it, and the characters in the game wear it. Just put it on.
Fine. At least I get to fight with a big axe.
Finest in the land, by me reckoning. Made him just like me father used to make.
See? Giant weapons make everyone happy.
Will there be anything else, sirs?
Now, let's take a look. 2 orcskin chest plates, golem helmets, pairs of dragon scale gloves, an elven weave bow, quiver, dagger. Yes, the giant axe. Oh, we need some horses and a map.
Old Jethro around the corner will get you boys a couple of horses. Mighty fine horses indeed. And here's their map of the whole land. That all?
Hey Corey, have you seen this? Ethereal underwear. It's almost like I'm wearing nothing at all.
Damn it, Adam, put your armor and your clothes back on.
Judging by your boys' stature, you lads ain't from around here, are ya?
All right, let's ride over to the side of the fortress quietly and hide the horses behind that bush.
Okay, so the first thing we need to do is sneak through that conveniently placed window, right?
Right. And when we get in, we can't make a sound. Remember, the guards can only see in one direction at a time. But if anything grabs their attention, they'll attack.
Well, that's comforting.
Oh, stop complaining. You have a giant axe. We'll be fine. Now let's go.
Oh, it's coming right at me.
What do I do? Corey? Corey, where the hell are you?
Yeah!
Damn, that's messy.
Really? Coins?
Hey man, don't be dissing the classics.
Alright, well we don't have time for that. Let's get going. I think there's a staircase up here that we have to go up.
Now that's a huge staircase.
Well, the realism of climbing the stairs is pretty accurate.
Hey, at least we made it. Here it is, the throne room.
Now that's one ugly mug.
Adam, move! Alright, here's what we're going to do. You need to take him on one-on-one. Make him miss again and hit the ground hard. That will give me enough time to land a shot.
But how am I gonna fight him one-on-one?
You have a giant axe. Use it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Corey, now!
Bullseye!
Hey! You guys did it! And faster than I thought you would! Alright, let's not play around anymore. Just a few more adjustments here and now! Oh, thank God that worked! Listen, I'm so sorry. None of that was supposed to happen. I found out that my calculations were slightly off and I didn't have the right power for two machines to be working at the same time. I'm just glad that you two made it back safe and sound. I feel horrible about this. And well, is there anything I can do to make up for this? Anything at all?
Can we go again?